Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, I have got the trick to getting rid of those fine lines and creasy wrinkles on your forehead.
Wow.
This is for all the ladies out there. Coming from a lady.
Okay.
Jennifer Garner. Beautiful lady.
Yeah, I will listen to what she has to say. What she got?
Grow bangs.
Oh, son of a...
Yep,
bangs don't work
secret.
For me.
There's your secret. You don't have bangs.
That's clever.
You need
that
to get
clever.
Some. She says she's made peace with her forehead wrinkles, opting for bangs instead of fillers and injections and whatnots.
Yeah, and you know what?
Get you some bangs.
Also made peace with my forehead wrinkles. I've had these since I was in my 20s, so I don't even care.
You honestly don't have that bad of...
Well, thank
forehead.
You.
You really
very
don't.
Much. And it's honestly, like, from all the smiling and reactions I have on my face, like, it tells a story.
So blame me.
I accept it.
It's you
I
just
know
blaming
you
me.
Make me laugh.
I'm the problem.
I am the problem. It's your fault, guys.
I will tell you, the one picture I showed you yesterday, though, from what was that, like a year ago when you didn't have the
yeah.
part in your hair and
yeah.
it was like straight forehead?
You said that's way too much forehead,
you
Katie.
You had so much forehead going on.
That's what he said.
It was so much.
But you know what? It's funny because I have always been self conscious about how big my five head is.
It's so big. It's so big.
So when you say that, because I pulled my hair up, I used to, in like a little teeny tiny, you know,
like a bun
ponytail
thing.
Up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a little one that just yeah. takes your bangs, if you will, or the ones that frame your face.
Yeah.
And then you put it up with a little bump right here. And I did that for a minute. My friend
so
said
big.
It looked good, but I always felt self-conscious. I was like, I feel like my forehead's really big, though. And she's like, no, it's fine.
That's a bad friend.
That's a friend that's being nice to your face. And then to all the ladies, she's like, my God, did you see Katie's forehead
look
today?
At that.
What we need to do, girls, is book her for the next sleepover. We'll set her up in the basement, yeah. turn down the lights, and we'll fire up the movie projector and play a movie on her forehead is what we'll do.
Wow,
that's
Jeremy.
What we'll do. That's what she said to her girlfriends.
Just took that to the nth degree there.
I know. I can expect the truth from
I'm around
you,
ladies a
but
lot.
Dang.
I know how much you bash each other. We'll put Moana up on her forehead and let the kids watch it.
Yeah, right.
Or at the sleepover.
See the whole ocean on
yeah.
that thing.
Moana on her forehead.
Okay.
Speaking of movies, Scream 7 is officially in theaters today. Has the lowest Rotten Tomatoes score of the entire franchise as of last night. So people are saying the seventh movie in this franchise is actually pretty darn good. How have they gotten away with seven of these Scream movies?
Scream. Okay, so it's not
Scream
the,
7. Sorry.
I thought it was Scary Movie because I know that one's coming out too.
Yeah, another Scream. People like it.
I like the Scream franchise.
Burger King is piloting an AI chatbot right now called Patty, which makes me laugh, like Hamburger Patty. What it is it's in the employee headsets now, and the AI is monitoring customer service interactions to assist with operations. It is looking for phrases like, welcome to Burger King, please, and thank you. It's evaluating worker friendliness, and they're going to turn this all around, dissect it, look at it, and then get in their employees' faces and say, you need to be nicer to people, probably.
Oh.
So it's analyzing everything that they're saying and helping them improve their customer service.
I like that.
It's not bad.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Last time I ordered from there, I asked for extra sauce, and I heard an audible sigh. So
I
was like, okay, come on.
No, it's like I like the good customer service.
Yeah.
It makes me want to come back. So
yeah, it's only a matter of time before it starts analyzing us, Katie, so be careful.
Wait, oh.
With being so happy about this. I guarantee you it's coming for us. I guarantee you the bosses are going to hook us up to AI. And it's going to analyze everything we're talking
it's
about.
It's going to love us. We're
and
so
it'll
happy.
Tell us how to tweak everything.
It's
going to
be
it's
our biggest
coming.
Fan. Our robot's going to be
it's
our biggest
coming.
Fan.
Don't like this. All right, I got one more thing. Let me get my audio queued up for you. This woman has gone viral on the old Tiki-Talkie this morning because she is claiming she knows the best way to turn her husband on and your husband, ladies. You want to hear it?
The uglier I look, the more my husband is attracted to me. If I'm completely done up, hair, makeup, outfit, he's like, you look beautiful. Like it's a Yelp review. But the second I look like I've given up on society, he is feral. I'm talking hair up in a bun, flopping like it's doing CPR on itself, a hoodie from 2009, and a pair of leggings with holes in them. He loves it. I don't turn him on by looking hot. I turn him on by looking like I'm not leaving the house. So now if I want attention, I don't get cute. I put on sweatpants, I sit like a shrimp, and I make him feel like he's the chosen one.
I love it when my wife sits like a shrimp. I've said it 1,000 times, though. The messy bun is sexy. I love the messy bun.
I'd agree with
I get
that.
It, but you can't just run into that stage like, here I am, all floppy floppy. You need to like work up to that. You do. You can't
floppy,
just.
Floppy floppy.
You can't, well, she said doing CPR on herself. Like, that is hilarious. But you can't just give someone that version of you in the beginning. They have to warm up to that, and then they're going to fall in love
earn
with
it.
That. Exactly. Like, that's a 6 months in version of Katie that you're going to see.
Yeah, if not more, honestly, with some people.
Exactly. You can't just give that to someone. That's all your secrets, you know?
I mean, here I am 2 decades into my relationship with my wife, Knickknack. And I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah,
because I really like it when she gets all dolled up and dressed up more than the sweatpants.
You do, but if you're rolling around, say, a department store somewhere, and you see a woman who is dressed to the max, like she is looking it, and then you see someone in a messy bun and sweatpants, you're probably not going to chase down that woman.
I'm not.
You know, her stuff not together.
No,
you're probably going to be way more attracted to the woman who has her things in order.
I agree with you. I have told Nicole multiple times because she's, she's a very professional, very good in her career. And like yesterday, she came home and she was in like this really cute outfit, like dark jeans, the dress shoes, and then she had the black kind of a tight shirt underneath a suit coat.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You look great. She's like, I found this in the back of my closet. I haven't worn it in 6 years. I was like, well, you need to bring that out more often because you look extremely professional and her hair was done up.
Yeah.
Nice jewelry. And I like that look.
Yeah.
I like you when you present a successful, you know, positive, powerful female image. I love that.
Well, and especially the initial reaction, again, because I, being single, have to get dressed up every time I go to the grocery store, just in case. Just in case I see them, I need to make sure I look good. Because the one time I don't is when I see all the hot men.
Yeah,
the one time
right.
I don't dress up. Everyone is a 10, and I'm over here looking
like
I'm giving
shrimp.
Myself CPR.
Yes, yes. I will say, like, there is days, too, when I come home from work, and if she's been working at home that day, that she's, you know, in her yoga pants and, like, in one of my hoodies.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big frumpy dumpling hoodie. You know, it's big on her, and then her hair's up. I'm like, that's really cute, too.
It is cute for Knickknack, who you've known for a long time. But
there
again,
is that.
First time you see someone, that's probably not going to attract you to them.
Probably not.
Yeah. So there's that. Ladies, for your husbands, yes, look like a shrimp. But if you're single, you still need to do the stuff.
Look like a salab. Makeup optional.
I do like that story.
Mouthwash optional. I thought
that's
you would like
sweet.
That.
That is pretty sweet.
The best way to turn it. It does say your husband in this story.
It doesn't
say a new lover. It says the best way to turn your husband on is to look ugly, not pretty. That's the headline this morning.
Okay. Kind of funny. I can dig it.
Do we want sports? Do we got sports? Or do we want to jump into local?
We can jump into local. We got two minutes. Yeah.
Well, we have this one that I just thought was so perfect for Colorado because a proposed bill here could help decide pet custody. I am here for
it. Deep.
Yeah, it's making its way through the House. And simply put, they're going to be able to award a care and sole or shared custody of the animal in question. So they're going to take things into consideration like the animal's best interest, health and well-being, the pet's history with both partners, which include like time spent, expenses caring for the pet, and caregiving responsibilities. And also, who is the pet more emotionally attached to? So the court, if this bill goes through, is going to look at all of these things as somebody breaks up and there's a pet involved. And we're seeing so many of these things.
We just had a show wants to know. We just had a listener email come in about this whole situation.
Exactly. And the younger generations are opting to have pets, especially in those 20s and 30s, instead of children early on. And so this makes total sense that now they're making sure that the pet's custody is decided whether or not they break up or not. So
it needs
to
be done.
Story.
This is smart.
I do too.
Yep.
I think it's great. Okay. And then the ice castles in Cripple Creek, they're going to close early because of
the warm weather.
I need to go there. I still have not hit these places up, but they even had to open late this year because of the same reason. Didn't get it going until January. But Saturday, March 7th, so that's a week from tomorrow, that is the last day you can check out the ice castles in Cripple Creek.
They're
but
all, please,
I
show
know that they're all up. Melting slowly. And then, how about this, though? The Denver Polar Plunge. In Wash Park?
Are we plunging
into Wash Park?
Again, it's too warm for a polar plunge.
But it's probably the warmest polar plunge you will ever do because it's supposed to be mid-60s again on Sunday. But this starts at 8, and you can plunge, walk, or run the 5K. Or you can do all of it, you know? It is to help raise money for over 28,000 Special Olympics Colorado athletes. So it is for a good cause. I didn't know we were diving into Wash Park.
Water in Wash Park? Yeah. You want to dive into that?
No, I don't think so.
You're going to get a needle.
Okay, though, right? We do exactly what's
you might
in
come
Wash
up with
Park.
Needles.
That lake is not. But
no, thank you
for all the good it does. You can definitely do the 5K and just go check it out for sure. Sunday at 8 is when it starts.
Do that one. You can keep your shoes on.
Yeah.
You won't step on anything.
Get some water shoes for that one.
Here you go, guys. There's your hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh coming up in about 20 minutes. It's the big part of the show. It's Fast Five. It's our fun Think Quick game with some Denver Nuggets tickets up for grabs. We'll see you at 7:30.